What's up? 1515 Air probably presents the Rundown Love and Hip Hop Miami, the official, unofficial podcast of Mona Sky Young's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, Jarrell Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Miss Cheryl Internet. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing okay. I gotta be honest, though.
Okay.
I don't know if I remember Miami or if I watched it all in its entirety. But we gonna find out.
Okay. Season 5, episode 20. This one is called Safari Ride. We start things off with Brooke in the studio vibing to our new song. Mm-hmm. And Marcus is not a fan of the subject matter, which is talking about being with somebody else's man. She says it's a true story of the past. Cool of Cool and Dre reminds Marcus the music needs to be strong. She's been away for a while. And Marcus says he has a husband versus fan perspective. In the midst of this, Brooke is distracted by the whole Amara, Eliza, and Bobby drama. So they all want her to pick a side. And she says this is Safari's fault. So she wants Marcus, a.k.a. Dr. Black, to talk to Safari. And Marcus, a.k.a. Dr. Black, tries to do his best to talk to Safari.
Didn't go so well.
No. MJ meets with Estelita, who's back on her business-ish. The fact that they're eating lunch. And she's like, so you know my sugar daddy died, right? Just so nonchalantly. But that's why she hasn't been able to be in contact with him. Apparently, these two get around each other and they have a sexual relationship. For some reason, MJ has had sex with all these women. And they're all, like, connected to Amara. So, there's that. Anyway, Estelita brings up Eliza messing with Safari and the drama surrounding it. And when MJ is hearing this news, he thinks it's karma that Amara is going through. And he says, and she was like, the main deal about the situation was Shay was talking behind Estelita's back to get Amara to ghost her. And she was Shay's shoulder to cry on when Fabo was out there with his fiance in Milwaukee. But not only that, he had women in Miami. And MJ was like, what? You doing all this to my sister? I'm going to make sure Fabo stay out of my sister's life. You fell horribly at this job.
Terribly.
You're like, nothing. I, you know what? As we end this, I'm just looking at this show as like, this is just a play. None of this is real. After this episode, I don't believe Gael has sex with Marlon or Claudia. I think it's all fake. I think all of this is fake. It only makes sense if it is. Because there's no way Gael and Flo can just be this cool. You know?
Now, it was so funny. I didn't watch this Monday night. So I started watching it on Tuesday. As you know, I record No Chill on Tuesday. So sometimes it's a bit of a distraction. That's why I said I don't remember if I finished the episode or what. So I remember watching it. And the one person, one of my other co-hosts for No Chill, he don't watch Miami. He only watch Atlanta. Okay. So he's like, what the fuck is happening? And me and my homegirl stopped the whole episode to talk about our disdain for Gael. And like, ain't no way that I'm cool with my sister who fucked my husband.
Yeah, that.
When we really broke it down, we really thought about it. It was like, you really outed out a friend, a girl that you was cool with, because you didn't want Flo to be with Marlon because he's a cheater. And instead of saying, yo, he was cheating on you, you outed a friend he cheated with. And when then that didn't work, you went, okay, we slept together. And then to turn around this season and be like, I know I didn't want you with him, but I definitely don't like Claudia. So I'm going to help Marlon come back in because I don't want you with Claudia. Even though I used to sleep with Claudia. So why you keep fucking with your sister? I'm confusion.
Gael is using her body to wave off or fend off these bad, evil spirits for Flo. She's like, I'm showing you that they are bad people by having sex with them. So you know that they're bad people. Trick Daddy is out in the streets taking pictures with roosters. Snoop, Trina's brother, set up a meeting with Trina and Trick to figure out what they're going to do about this 50th anniversary. This is the third meeting that involves Trina, and she arrives late to hear Trick out for the last time.
It's her coming in, talking about her, not coming in, but like in her confessional, whatever. People just need to get used to that. I'm going to be late. Stop asking me to be on time. Bitch, you cannot go through your whole life being late for everything. That is so fucking unprofessional.
Then she blames, she has this rock star music festival. She's, so I'm dealing with a lot. And I know you want to honor these Miami legends, a weekend prom and then a concert. Nope, you ain't got no plan. I don't want to do it. And I can't do it because the rock star music festival is taking up all my time. So this is the storyline.
Is this new? Because you knew this already.
It seems to be new to us because we know there's a Trina Day. Because she always talks about...
What's so funny too? I was listening to Funky Dineva and he was talking about Miami artists. And he was like, realistically, like the only people that came out of Miami was like Rick Ross, Flo Rida, and somebody else he said. And he was like, Trick and Trina, like they came out, but they ain't that. The conversation really started with City Girls, but
okay.
he was just like Miami, you know how every city got their style of rap.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, City Girls, they Miami girls. Like they rap a certain type of way, woo woo. And then he was like, the only people that was like actually that kind of really did something with it was like Rick Ross, Flo Rida, and whoever this other person was, I can't think of. And then I was in my head. It's like I felt like he heard me go, what about Trick and Trina? Cause he followed up, was like, now Trick and Trina, like they did they look thing, but like not to the esteem of like Rick Ross, I guess is what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, at least we ain't the only ones that kind of be like, y'all Trina really be giving herself a whole lot. And not that you ain't the diamond princess, you didn't do your thing, but like, girl, you cannot tell me in real life that you show up to everything late as fuck. You just cannot.
That's the problem.
Ain't no way. If I watched Love and Hip Hop and Trina was standing 10 toes down on being late, I wouldn't hire or book her for shit.
Yeah, and the weird part about how could this be your storyline? It's either she hates going anywhere because some drama happens, or she's dating somebody where we feel like, how are you dating that person? Or it's, what is it? I'm late everywhere. I'm like, that, you got to have more
I
than
would
this.
Not hire or book her for shit.
No, you couldn't. Where we at with this? Oh, the sisters. So Flo, who has been back in the studio, so she's like, I'm going to do music, I'm working my business. Gael tells Flo she checked Claudia and she handled it. They high five each other and everything.
Yeah, about tonguing her down.
Yeah, then she's like, I would tell Flo when the time is right. And Gael still doesn't trust the Mambo. She's worried about a curse being put on Fabo. So Shay, keep Gael away from your man. Or listen, or maybe Gael's the smartest chick. I'm like, I'm just doing storylines throughout. I'm Shay. I'm going after everybody, man, woman. It don't matter. Y'all gonna have to keep booking me for episodes. She doesn't like Shay. She feels for Fabo was too good for her because she like him. Flo was looking like, what is going on? So Marlon pulls Flo to the side as another attempt to win her back. He explains he was trying to make a point at her party when he humiliated her. She is working
on... You humiliated me, Marlon.
And then she's like, he's like, yo, you ain't at the crib a lot. She's like, I'm working on music. Who you working with? Don't worry about it. You know, I'm trying to put a roof over your head. So he was like, you being disrespectful. When you was with Claudia, and then she's like, well, what about all the women you had and the supposed child? And we got nowhere. It was done. She dropped the bomb on him, and it was over. So Brooke gets Amara and Eliza to have a face to face. Amara's furious at Eliza for being a whore. I was like, all right. She apologizes to Brooke for the nonsense. And then Eliza arrives and blames Amara, saying that the relationship was fake and you ghosted me, so I didn't think we had to be friends. And she says that Safari hit her up first. That's what Eliza's saying. She don't think she was wrong.
Ain't that a lie, though? Didn't she post the picture and then decided to send it to Safari?
Yeah,
so that,
it'll be a thirst. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She calls Safari. She asks, didn't you tell me that you and Amara were through? He asked, can Amara hear me? She said, yeah.
My man said, I don't know nothing of what you talking about me.
He said,
that just told you, you know, that was a slap in your face. That just told you how much more important Amara was to him than you were.
Yeah. Amara brings up girl code. She was dealing with a lot. She's not a bad friend or a bad person. Yo, this storyline for Amara's bad too, because from JoJo to Eliza, is
you can't keep no friends, baby.
Yeah. Eliza gives her a hug and she apologizes. And that is that. MJ, he goes. I guess MJ and Shay supposed to visit their mama house. Shay is weird. All right, can we just put that out there? Because they get into this argument with each other about Fabo. And they want her to stop talking to Fabo. And she's like, I can't do that because you don't stop talking to prostitutes and you gave daddy another shot. And then you're like, what is Shay doing? And then before that, Shay was like,
justifying her bullshit.
He had sex with Estelita and Amara. Mama, like, get him. Is he finna get a, what are we doing?
I think her point is, my wrong ain't no different from your wrong. And why is it that you allowed to go through what you're going through and I'm not allowed to go through mine? It's that Shay is very childlike with her behavior when she does it. If you sitting here going, if I sit here and tell you, hey, you out here sleeping with 50 girls, stop being a hoe about it. And that's me telling you about yourself. You can't come and tell me about myself and then be mad when I told you about yourself. Mama, you talking about my man is bad and daddy was cheating all over the place with you and you kept going back to him. How you coming in my head? I feel like that's Shay's point of view.
Yeah. But also before, the wild part about it was Shay had this point of view before she was quote unquote messing up. Like, she was telling Amara, like, don't be with Safari and yes. all this.
That's the problem. Like, that is what it is. And it's like, Shay, you quick to tell somebody else they looking crazy or whatever, only to look crazy.
Yes.
And to justify your crazy because everybody else look crazy. So you allowed to look crazy. No, ma'am. No. Ain't no way. And I'm like, is it because you want to be with the father of your child? Like, maybe you don't want to be, quote unquote, a baby mother.
Maybe that's it. Maybe this is her route to a storyline, too, because none of it makes sense. I'm so tired of all this shit happening off camera. We're going to get into it with Atlanta. I was like, fam, just it's so annoying. Like, y'all make up off camera. We never get to see any of
right.
this. Like, what right. is going on? So the gist of it was MJ wanted.
That baby looked like her daddy.
Mm-hmm, Shay to sit down with Estelita. Eliza's not waiting for Dr. Black. So she confronts Safari about Amara and lying about them being involved and made her look crazy. She was like, we had a play date with the kids. Again, off camera. We never saw that. Eliza tears up and he tells her to calm down. He said, you know, all I did was, you know, we did a song. That was it, blah, blah. Then he said he feels like he is not treated fairly. He walks off to the car. She bangs on the window telling him karma is a bitch. And then he ends up calling her Amara. And it looks so fake. He's like, oh. Fake. And you know why it looks fake? Because when she put him in this little chokehold, security didn't even interrupt it. I was like, oh, y'all know that she ain't really about to hit this man for calling him the wrong name. So,
but the way you gotta die for calling me somebody else's name, for real.
So we see the next thing, we see Shay and her daughter in the morning. She's like, "You want to have breakfast?" And then, you know,
baby daddy.
Yeah, he down there making breakfast. It is her against the world and him, and she hasn't told anybody about Fabo
because you're embarrassed. That's what that tells me.
Yeah.
You can't shout it from the rooftop. It's because you don't want everybody to know.
So she's like, you can't leave. He can't leave her and blah, blah, blah. And then so they asked the producer, like, do you think the mambo work? And she just pleased the fifth. I was like, all right, whatever. Silly, silly storyline. Like, what's going on with Fable's other kid? Does he have other kids? Because he had a fiance. Like, what do we know about this man? Oh, man. And here's the best and the worst scene of the episode. Safari's meeting with Dr. Black goes left. He says the root. I don't know why I wrote the root of the Red Bull can was Safari. Oh, because, yeah, that's right. So Marcus was talking about the party. And he says, yo, so somebody, you know, Elijah threw a Red Bull can at my wife. You know, I don't like that. And Safari's like, that is Bobby's fault. And Marcus said, you've been hurt. You're hurting two women. When are you going to stop the crap? And Marcus tries to relate to him. He's like, yo, I bet you when your marriage fell apart, you know, you thought you was in it for the long haul, you know. You probably numb. And then we get this montage of Erica Mena's voice. We don't even see Erica. Amara saying, like, you just like everybody else. I forgot what Erica was talking about, how he down in Jamaica grinding on somebody on Miami. Amara saying, you know, different from all the other men. And his mama Shirley calling him community dick. So Safari says, yo, I gotta be numb. It's not fair how I'm being treated. He doubled back on this. What about my side? And Marcus said, man, when I ask about your side, you don't give me nothing. And this
you
is
don't
when
give
he,
me shit.
It's when he said, action! I'm fighting for my life! And he walks out. And Marcus calls Brooke and says, this dude went full R. Kelly on me.
He did. Because he did. He practiced that. He worked real hard on that laugh.
So the worst scene was Safari's acting. The best part of this is Marcus calling Brooke and saying, he really said, so I'm shooting a scene with Safari. He didn't say, hey, we having lunch. I'm shooting a scene. And this dude went full R. Kelly. And Brooke was like, fam, all you could do is plant the seed and hopefully it work out. Ain't nothing we could do. And I said, okay. And that is that. Next time. Yo, and no disrespect to anybody who loves this torture. But every time they say next time, I'd be like, finale? Finale?
How every long time is this? I cannot wait for the Love and Hip Hop break.
Oh my goodness. Atlanta was like,
I'm like, what episode are we on?
20 for Miami and 25 for Atlanta. It's coming up. So
when is this stopping? What is the end? Help me help us.
Next time on Love and Hip Hop Miami, Alan and Amara again arguing. Zoe tries again with Big D. Eliza tries with her daughter, but she's not a fan of the boyfriend. And the Stelita gets her one-on-one with the Shay. The only news I have is Ray J is leaving Raycon. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
He's leaving Raycon? Like, I'm done with my own company?
Ray J departs Raycon and sells shares to launch a massive TV platform, Tronix Network.
What are these names?
Sources tell us, well, Jasmine Brand, that the reality star and entrepreneur had waited for the perfect time to solely focus on his next biggest venture in entertainment network. Why he just didn't buy Zeus or some shit? As reported today, Ray J, the job before, blah, blah, blah.
Him buying Zeus or like Tubi seem like right up his goddamn alley of shit.
Yes, it does. Selling his shares in the company, this pivotal decision amid Raycon soaring $300 million revenue has sparked intense speculation. So, yeah. Where's this Tronix Network going to be? A television platform meticulously crafted with the initial investment of $5 million poised to reshape the entertainment. No, they ain't going to do all that. Stop it. All right. So, yeah. So, he's no longer on Raycon. So, I don't know how many times y'all going to see YouTube videos pushing Raycon, but. Or not even YouTube. What's the other one to do? Oh, podcast. Podcast, love to talk about. This is brought to you by Raycon. Okay. That is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
@SXShell. You follow me on Instagram. Follow me on the Snappity Chat at iMiss with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website. Check out other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye.